fighting in Gaza, many of which are very relevant to fighting in Lebanon. We want to reach a very clear goal in Lebanon. This is to return to all the residents, all of the communities in the north. We understand that there must come, this must come through a very significant change. I don't know when the war in the north is. I can tell you that it is, that the likelihood of it is happening in the coming months is much higher than it was in the past. I can tell you that I think we are starting it with many more advantages. Victory, our self-confidence, their self-confidence is decreasing. A lot of experience. We have capabilities, surprises to produce, progress made. What remains is that is to train seriously a strong spirit of the people, and when we need to, we will go forward at full strength. War is coming to Lebanon. Colonel Halevi has made it clear. The Hezbollah is going to return the communities back to the people. They have controlled Lebanon. They've been a thorn in the government side. The government has no say. Israel is going to return the government officials the authority to do what is best for the people of Lebanon. To do that, Israel has made it pretty clear they're going to do the same thing in Lebanon that they're doing in Gaza. Remove the terrorists, the radical extreme terrorists from the country. In the West Bank, Mahmoud, what's his name? Abu, I can't think of the name of the Palestinian Liberation Authority chairman, president, Mahmoud Abbas, I think is his name. He realizes that Hamas has made, stirred the water for everybody, thrown timber on the fire, and now they're going to pour gas on the fire, because the West Bank, the two, Gaza and the West Bank, they used to travel back and forth from one area to the other. They're pretty related. Abbas doesn't want to fight Israel. It's too late. He doesn't have a choice. Israel is going to remove the adversary from within her borders. So this is what Mr. Halevi said. And Benjamin Netanyahu just made it very clear. This was yesterday. Accelerating the slide into World War III, and everybody's talking World War III. No, we're not going into World War III. We're going into areas of conflict and wars in many areas of the world. You could say, in a sense, it's the beginning of a global period of war for the next 9 years, leading up to Armageddon. The World War III is Armageddon. We are 8-9 years away from Armageddon. Why read World War III, World War III, hear about World War III? I'm tired of hearing about World War III. They don't know what they're talking about. We're stepping step by step by step into conflict. But Armageddon is World War III. It is the total all-out war in Megiddo, stretching actually from southern Israel, south of Jerusalem, down south along the Jordan River, all the way up north to an actual area, a valley called Megiddo. But that is in, I'd say, 9 years. I don't think it's any shorter than that. World War III, no. First, there is the present war in Gaza, a prophecy in Psalm 83. Next, you're going to have a prophecy, Ezekiel 38 and 39. Then after that, you're going to have another program of, I don't, yeah, it's going to be a conflict where the United States begins to occupy the Middle East after Russia is destroyed. The Russian war, where Israel is destroyed, takes place roughly eight years before Armageddon. So before Armageddon is so far out in the future, if you want to say 8-9 years as far into the future, it goes quickly. But after the Gaza war, then comes the Russian war with Iran, Ethiopia, Libya from North Africa, Turkey, other nations in that vicinity. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Ah!
So the sequence of things, and in the Bible, there are sequences, steps. There's order. And the wars that Jesus Christ talked about, he said there would be wars and rumors of wars in Matthew chapter 24. Wars and rumors of wars. The rumors of wars, that period of time has ended. We are now in the time of the wars that lead up to that step by step lead to Christ's return. Psalm chapter 83 is the beginning of the wars that precede a period of time that the Christian people are aware of called a 7-year tribulation. That 7 years divided into two halves, a tribulation and a great tribulation. The people who are not believers, very simply, the great tribulation is when Antichrist declares himself to be God and becomes the child of hell. He is no longer human. He is something otherworldly, not of this world, from another dimension with a physical body. The Great Tribulation is coming, but before the Great Tribulation, there are 3.5 years of tribulation. But before the tribulation, one of the final indicators that we're near that tribulation period is Russia is destroyed with Iran, Turkey, with a group of armies, nations that come with Russia to the Middle East, along with Ethiopia and Libya from North Africa. Egypt may be to some degree involved. And the area where the battle takes place is out in the country. Like Three Dog Night, there was a song, Out in the Country. It's going to be in a area that we know as Transjordan, or present-day Jordan. The English parceled out the Middle East, and one of the parcels, a big parcel, was called Transjordan, which is now the land of King Abdullah II. King Abdullah, he knows that Israel is going to take over and control and occupy the Jordan. At the end of the Gaza War, Damascus will be destroyed, and also Israel will have defeated all of the terrorist extremists in the present state or the nation of Jordan. And Israel will occupy that land. I call it real estate. Israel is going to expand the real estate. Israel is going to almost triple in size. And it is in Transjordan, east of the Jordan River, where that battle will take place with Russia and the other nations. And it'll be in the countryside. And they will be completely destroyed. 5/6 of those that go there are going to die in battle. Just like it says in the prophecies in Psalm 83 that the extreme terrorists, Hamas terrorists, will die in battle. And they won't be able to find some of the bodies. And right now, Israel, when after an operation and they've killed these terrorists, Israel will go in and respectfully, believe it or not, return the bodies to the Gazans. That's unheard of, isn't it? Respectfully, they identify the people that are dead, but they don't hold the bodies hostage. They return them, the ones that they find. There are some that are buried deep underground in tunnels, and nobody's going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to dig through the debris to find these bodies. So there are some bodies that will not be accounted for. And it says in the Psalms that they're going to die in battle. It doesn't say that. Basically, they're going to be buried where they lay. Not all, but some. You can't recover everyone. But it says they will die on the battlefield. And that's where they remain. Well, in the war with Russia, when Russia and Iran, Turkey, there may be even some Ukrainian troops, maybe from the old Soviet nations of Russia, says they die on the battlefield. They don't die underground. They die on the surface. And for 7 months after that battle, as people go through that area, if they find a uniform with bones inside, they are to place a stake to identify that there is a body in this area, and there will be a group of Jewish people who will go in and remove that skeleton, corpse, whatever remains, to clean the land, to bury them. They're not buried, they don't die underground in tunnels like in Gaza. They die on the surface. Once that war is completed, then the tribulation begins very shortly thereafter. And a president of America, whoever is president at the time, at the end of that conflict, Israel is going to make an agreement, the nation will make an agreement with the sitting, I would say, president of the United States of America. And with that sitting president making agreement with the nation of Israel, or the political version of the Jewish government, there will be an agreement. When that agreement is signed, that is the first day of that 7-year period called tribulation. Again, initially, tribulation. Then, the second half, great tribulation. It's very clear the steps. And America, after Russia and Iran are defeated, America begins its occupation of the nation of Israel. From this point to that day, America has begun the occupation in the Middle East. And we will begin to strengthen our military bases. I think the main military command center is in Baghdad. We do have another couple of bases, I think, in Syria. I think Saudi Arabia, we do have troops. But in present-day Iraq, this is where the main operation center is. It's near the battlefield, but somewhat distant. We don't have a facility like it in Israel. We do have a couple of compounds in Syria again, but not to the magnitude of the facility in Baghdad. When Russia's destroyed and Iran is destroyed, Saudi Arabia is also going to suffer some loss, some hardship. It will be at that time that the divisions amongst many of the Islamic nations, they'll set aside their differences to fight the great Satan. And the great Satan, as they call the United States, we have used Islam, the Muslims, in Afghanistan, but a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand, and Islam is divided. To the advantage of the world, they are divided. They're at war with each other. Shia, Sunni, what's the other one? Three or four. I can't remember. It starts with an H. Now I can't think of the name. But they can't agree on their religion. Some very, very strict. Some more moderate. Some very lax. But the extremists, you cannot deal with these people. You cannot negotiate with the extremists. There's only one way, Allah's way. Subject to Islam, to Shia, to the laws of Islam, or die. The Islamic nations are in for it. They're going to spend a lot of money protecting the citizens of these cities in these Arab countries and non-Arab countries. Right now, Pakistan has been hit with terrorist activities from terrorists out of Iran. There's a war going on between the Pakistanis and the Iranian extreme terrorists. There's no solution for this except death for most of these people. Death is the only acceptable solution to them. That's just the way they are wired in their mind, in their spiritual, with that religion, the religion of death. So there are steps. Then America will occupy Israel, make an agreement. Israel will be to some degree somewhat safe, not really, but Israel has made a big mistake. The Israeli people have rejected their God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, according to prophecies in Isaiah chapter 28. The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank, which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592. 1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of you?
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will you try to change things? Use the power of
that. So, Christ did say, the end is not yet. When the wars and the conflicts begin, multiple wars, multiple conflicts, international conflicts, he said the end is not yet, because there are other things that have to take place. One of the things that must take place is the individual who will come out initially as just a signer of a contract with the nation of Israel, makes an agreement. He'll break the agreement halfway through that 7-year period of time and declares himself to be God. And he will expect, demand, require the world to worship him. You have to take his mark, the number of his name, worship his image. He will go to Jerusalem to a temple that will be rebuilt. Is there going to be animal sacrifice or the way it was in the Old Testament times? I don't believe so. I don't believe it will be. But there are some of the religious Jews that feel that this has to be that way. Well, Jesus Christ said that he is the atoning, he's the one that shed his blood for the atoning of sins. So I don't think he's going to allow it. And who's going to hinder probably the religious Jews from doing that? the individual that signs the contract. When he declares himself to be God and his image, an image, a idol of himself is put in the temple, then you know we're getting close to the hardest period of time that man has ever known. The last 3.5 years called a period of time called the Great Tribulation. The great hardship, the unbearable period of suffering. It can be referred to as many different ways. Starvation, death through war, plagues, diseases, man-made mainly. The earth will be out of balance. The animals will become very aggressive to mankind. The sinfulness of man will increase like in the times of Noah. And in this country, there will be no Christianity. There will be no Catholic Church, Lutheran Church, Episcopalian, Anglican. There will be no evangelical Christianity. There'll be no Judaism. There'll be no synagogues. There'll be no messianic movements. There won't be any type of religion that we Christians are, that we under, Christianity as we understand it will not exist. This will be the land of a coming man of sin, a son of perdition, a beast, someone who was man and has now become some creature from another world, off-world creature, won't be recognizable, not even equated to a man or to mankind. And he will have an individual working with him, which is called the false prophet. Both operating from the center of the greatest empire that ever existed, the United States of America. The only reason I present this is because the Christian people of this country, they're not asleep. They are drugged in the deception of what this nation is and the deception of the what Christianity has become. They're drugged. The Christianity that we see as Christianity today has no power. It is powerless. You can't identify a Christian from a non-Christian. But they will eventually, the Christian churches in this country will begin to realize that they have been deceived. Deception, the tool, the main tool of the devil, deception. And don't think that I want you to understand that I am aware how powerful this creature is, because there are things that I look and get ready to present, speak about, and then I find out that I am talking about people. The best example is the people around Donald Trump that I thought were Christian. Turns out they're not even Christian. They are involved in child sex slave trade. Mike Pence. It's coming out. I don't think this man is a Christian. I figured if he was a Christian, he was so hypocritical, such a hypocritical Christian, that I didn't want to have anything to do with him. This is 6 years, 8 years ago. But now I hear these reports, see reports, that he's involved in the child trafficking. And I've heard other things that I can't confirm, that he's a pedophile. And I don't think he's a Christian. I listened to him on an interview with Tucker Carlson, and I thought, this man does not have the life of God in him. This man is no different than Joe Biden. Deception is very, very powerful. I'm very careful, because I know that I can be deceived. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey, honey, I've been looking all over for you. The radio says there's an emergency. What are you doing down here?
I heard that, too. So I'm down here checking our preps, making sure we got enough Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
I hope we do. We need Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream. It's so sweet and creamy, comes in all the flavors I love, and it's essential in an emergency.
Yeah, and it melts in your mouth. They have vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and a lot of other exciting flavors. It needs no refrigeration, and it lasts for 25 years. But I can't find it anywhere.
Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. I ate all the Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
No!
Don't let this happen to your family. You need good snacks and treats for the moments that matter, especially when it's ice cream that doesn't melt. Go to RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and stock up on Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream and candy today. Again, the website is RockyMountainFreezeDry.com.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This country, we are under a spell of deception. The spell is powerful. Every day, the mainstream media is speaking lies, lie upon lie upon lie. They're all speaking the same lie. And it's going in through two ears. And it is slowly, slowly working on a person's reasoning ability. And deception has already begun. But Jesus Christ said, the truth will make you free, will set you free, will take off the chains, the handcuffs, the bondages. If you know the truth, if you desire to know the truth, if that is really your heart's desire to know the truth, God will respond to your request and show you the truth. But you have to be willing to listen to what he's saying. We're in a time of wars, but the end is not yet. Not yet. We have another 9 years in that vicinity. So the end is not yet. There's time to begin to transition in your life. I mean, in life itself. You know, there's a time to be born. There's a time to die. There's a time for war. There's a time for peace. We are now in the world is in the time of war. These wars will not stop. We're at the beginning of these wars. But when Christ returns as the Prince of Peace, there will be peace like the world has never seen. We're in the time where we are to, the world is to take the instruments to grow food, to beat these instruments into weapons for war. And then when Christ returns, they'll take the weapons and the metals and the instruments of war and beat them to instruments to grow crops once again. There's a time to be silent. There's a time to speak. This is not the time for the Christian people that know that Christ is coming to be silent. Many have been silent too long. It's time to speak. And even in the just in society, the people that are beginning to realize what these powerful families, powerful politicians have done, they aren't silent anymore. They are speaking. But the people that are listening, they have to break out of a spell, break a lie on their mind that some people believe that things are going to get better. I say no, they're going to get worse. Is there a way to fix the economy? No. Can we fix it? No. Is it broken? Yes. Who broke it? Russia and China. How did they break it? They gathered with a group of nations and decided to use the instrument of control against empire and the unipolar West, the petrodollar. You destroy the petrodollar, the power of the petrodollar, you destroy empire. You destroy what did Eisenhower call it? The military-industrial complex. And that's what China and Russia have done. Many nations gathering together to destroy the dollar, to trade in their own currencies, to trade amongst themselves, to no longer trade with the United States. It's working. Why do you think we are upping and increasing our military activity anywhere we can? We're going to continue to increase our military activity because we, as a nation, an empire, are at war with every nation that is resisting our control mechanism, meaning the petrodollar. And even they are resisting empires, military forces internationally. But I'm afraid there's a prophecy that says that we are becoming even more powerful in a military sense, not through bullets and bombs and missiles, but technology. This is where America's strength is headed, technology. And this is like on the program yesterday, I referred to AI. And like Henry Kissinger said, artificial intelligence is going to fight the coming wars. Technology. We'll be back. I'll be back in just a second. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Nothing left to chance. That's what these globalists do. Nothing is left to chance. They try to cover every base. But it's okay. Christ said they can cover the bases, but still they're going to be put out. They're going to get put out at home plate. Now, just early in the week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated this. We are attacking Iran. Remember what I was saying early in the program about Ezekiel 38 and 39? The coming Russian war? So Netanyahu says that we are attacking Iran. We will not settle for anything short of an absolute victory. That collides with the idea of the Palestinian sovereignty. I've explained this truth to our American friends. I have put the brakes on the attempt to coerce us to a reality that would endanger the state of Israel. I've stated a year ago or longer, there will be no Palestinian state. There will not be a Palestinian state. It is not in the Bible. God is going to protect the women and the children in these wars in the Middle East. But the extreme terrorists are going to die on the battlefield. Some will be buried by family members. Others will be buried where they die is where they're going to remain. When Benjamin Netanyahu took office this final time, this is his last time in office, I had stated the terrorist groups did not want him to be prime minister. America, Biden, Obama, the whole lot of them did not want Benjamin Netanyahu to return to power because they knew the next conflict that Israel would have with extreme terrorists would be the final battle with these people. Because once he began the battle to exterminate them, to eradicate them rather than be eradicated, it would not stop until the whole terrorist network surrounding Israel would be completely obliterated. It has happened because it's in the Bible. Benjamin Netanyahu was the individual that God raised from his early youth, trained him for this battle. Even the Israeli government presently cannot get rid of him. God will not allow it. God has put him in as the king of Israel, the old King James thinking. God has put him in, and even his own government, his own military, is not going to remove him until this is complete. And then he will be relieved of his duties. For this week, join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. Rick Rodriguez, may the God of peace be with you tonight and this weekend.
J.D.'s Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J.D.'s Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.